the complicated politics of the former Soviet Union don't often affect the South Pacific, but two disputed territories that broke away from Georgia are about to cause headaches in the impoverished and far-off island nation of Nauru. Neil Conan unravels the diplomatic knot in today's Pacific News Minute. Long part of the Soviet Socialist Republic of Georgia, South Ossetia and Abkhazia tried to break away after the collapse of the Soviet Union, and they finally managed to do it after the lopsided five-day war between Russia and Georgia in 2008. Moscow promptly recognized both as independent countries. The only other countries that offer them diplomatic recognition are Venezuela, two other breakaway states, Transnistria and Nagorno-Karabakh, and Nauru. Tuvalu and Vanuatu used to be on that list, but changed their minds. This week, when Georgia's Prime Minister Georgi Kvirikashvili visited Washington, President Trump signed a spending bill which includes an amendment reaffirming U.S. commitment to Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The law goes on to describe South Ossetia and Abkhazia as Georgian territories occupied by Russia and bans U.S. financial support to any countries that recognize them as independent states. That part of the law extends to U.S. representatives in international institutions, and that's where Nauru's problems start to accumulate. The U.S. is a major contributor to the World Bank, the U.N. Children's Fund, the World Health Organization, and the U.N. Fund for Population Activities, all active in Nauru. And most important, the U.S. provides funds to the Asian Development Bank, which has approved loans and grants to Nauru totaling almost $30 million. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.